All right, today's Where Are We At in Society is going to involve a conversation with friend of the station, Matt Makowiak of Save Austin Now. You may remember them from back in the summer. They tried to get a measure on the ballot that essentially overturned the city allowing homeless camping any and everywhere. It is something that is not fair to the individuals who are living under highway overpasses or lining Lady Bird Lake, nor is it fair to the rest of the city either. And we're up on another important deadline right now that I wanted to help Matt spread the word on. First off, Matt, thank you for the time. How you doing today, man?
Hey, guys, I'm doing great. It's awesome to be with you. Been listening for all these years, and it's really cool to be on. So thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
So what's the deadline coming up on Monday, Matt, and where are we in terms of trying to reach a certain goal by that deadline?
Yeah, so the city says you have to have 20,000 signed petitions certified to put a petition on the ballot, to put an ordinance on the ballot. And as you said, we tried this last year. We turned in 24,500 petitions on July 20th. They came back about 3 weeks later on August 5th and said we were 900 short. We don't believe we were 900 short. We analyzed what they did. We've sued the city. But that's going to take 2 or 3 years to get resolved. So we took the difficult decision to start from zero and make a second effort, which we launched around December 1st. So last time we had 148 days. We're doing this in 60 days through the holidays, through COVID and everything. But because of the extraordinary efforts of so many people around the city, we have 200 to 250 volunteers, 2,200 donors, 27,000 email addresses now. We are up to 24,500 signed petitions in hand. We're trying to get all the way to 30,000 so that there is absolutely no chance the city can screw us again as they did once before. So we've got 5 days left. We are going to wrap this up on Monday. And so for anyone out there that is a registered voter in the city of Austin, you have to live in the city of Austin. If you live in Bee Caves or Leander or something else, unfortunately, you can't sign. But if you do live in the city of Austin and you agree with us that we need to reinstate the camping ban, not because we hate homeless people, but because we hate camping, which is a behavior that produces human waste and physical waste and is bad for public safety and bad for public health and bad for tourism. If you want to see that reinstated, we need you to take action. You can go to SaveAustinNow.com. You can download the petition. It's too late to mail it in, but you'll see on the website there are locations where you can drop it off over the next 5 days all over the city. And if you have questions or concerns, you can email me right now, Matt@SaveAustinNow.com.
So you have to be a resident of the city of Austin, and this is not a Travis County thing. This is a city of Austin thing. And Matt, I was driving around downtown with my wife the other night. We were celebrating our anniversary, and I knew it was happening downtown under I-35, but it was still shocking to see the degree with which people are camping out down there. This city has promised and essentially said when they implemented this that the homelessness issue in Austin needed to be brought out from behind the green belt, let's say. And anybody who has lived in Austin for any period of time understands there is a homelessness issue there. So that on its surface was absurd. But did I read correctly within the last month or so that the city just decided not to spend something like $41 million of the $71 million they had earmarked for homeless issues for fiscal 2020?
That's exactly right, and I give Ryan Autullo, the former, I think, UT baseball's beat writer at the Statesman, but who's now covering City Hall, a lot of credit for performing, accountability journalism. Just about a month ago, he did go into the details and looked at the budget and studied it and found that the city had $71 million to spend in fiscal year 2020, which ended September 30th, and that by the end of the fiscal year they left something like 43% of that money on the table. Now, they're saying, oh, we can still spend some of it, and there's some ways around it. But at the end of the day, remember, when this ordinance passed in June of 2019 and took effect July 1st, and chaos ensued almost immediately, the council came back and they said, look, we have to double spending on homelessness. It's a huge problem. We want to move towards housing. They went from $30 million to $60 million in 2018 to 2019. And the belief was they were going to start buying these motels and converting them into transitional housing. And look, our organization supports housing for the homeless. They need to be in safe places. They need to be getting drug and alcohol abuse treatment and mental health treatment. They don't need to be on the side of the road or living under the 7th Street Bridge or on the median on Riverside Drive. But the city has absolutely, manifestly, unquestionably failed to ramp up housing in the last year and a half. And so that story in the Statesman showed that not only did they have $60 million to spend in 2019 and they did almost nothing useful with it, they had $71 million to spend in 2020 and they left nearly half of it on the table because of their own failures and inefficiencies and just ridiculousness. So, you know, the issue for us is we feel like they believe tents are homes. They believe that they don't have a sense of urgency on housing the homeless because from their perspective, they believe a tent is a home. Look, a tent wasn't a home last night when the wind chill was 30 or 32 degrees. It's not a home when it's 110 degrees on the sidewalk, degrees in the sidewalk in July and August. A tent is a temporary structure. Camping takes a public space, converts it to a private use, and it has all kinds of negative consequences that come with it. You know, for some of your listeners out there who may agree with us, but they may also be wondering, well, what happens to all the homeless people? And I get that question a lot, and it's really important that people understand this. Number one, we want them back in the homeless shelters. A homeless shelter is a far better place for a homeless person to be than camping on the side of the road, right? Homeless shelters generally don't allow drugs and alcohol. They don't allow strangers. They don't allow drug dealers. You have a roof over your head. You're getting treatment. You're getting meals. You're getting medical help. So that's number one. But we don't have enough homeless shelters. But we need to get homeless people back into the homeless shelters because they emptied after the camping ordinance took effect. Number two, they need to be in transitional housing. The city has opened one or two of these facilities. They've bought more than that. They're converting them far too slowly. They're overpaying for them. But obviously, we want to put them in transitional housing. But Trey, here's the third point that is so crucial. Because if those first two spaces are full, then the question is, what happens to everyone else, people who are camping now? Well, there's a good answer. The state opened a campground in September of 2019. It's called Camp Abbott, or sometimes called Camp Rad. It's down on Research Boulevard, kind of towards the airport. It's self-enclosed. It has police on site 24/7. It has 11 different services, including toilets and showers and electricity. Anyone who's camping now can camp there if they can't find homeless shelters and they can't find transitional housing. So this is a problem we can solve, and we can put the urgency back on the city to actually deliver on housing for the homeless, and we don't need to go through this disaster we've gone through for the last year and a half.
I had not heard about Camp Abbott. Mm-hmm. That is another thing that is a game changer. And even for anybody that was okay with the city doing this the first time around, the fact that they have basically dragged their feet and not made any effort to help fix the problem should be a big enough red flag for you to want to sign this petition to then put this in the hands of the people so that they can overturn this, Matt. Because I know Republicans and Democrats in this town who normally don't see eye to eye on anything, they agree that what this city did, what Abbott and his cronies did a year and a half ago, has been a huge negative for the city,
yeah,
and it's
Adler.
Something that needs
yeah,
to
Adler.
Change. Yes, I said Abbott.
Yeah,
Adler.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And look, I don't actually judge the intentions of people. I think that's a dangerous place, to get to. From Adler's standpoint, he thought, look, all we're doing is moving these people around. It takes a lot of time. It doesn't really get us anywhere. Look, the police were getting 95% compliance with the camping ordinance, with the camping ban, before the camping ordinance took effect. So this idea that Homes Not Handcuffs and Greg Kassar have been pushing, that the police were rounding up homeless people and criminalizing homeless existence, is just not true. In 5% of cases where someone refused to stop camping because it was illegal, you have to be able to put someone like that in prison if they won't comply with the law. Otherwise, we're not going to have laws. We're not going to have a lawless, society. So this idea that this was a widespread problem is just simply not true. But if you look at it now, the bigger problem is our homeless population in Austin is exploding. You know it. I know it. We see it. It's in every neighborhood. It's at every intersection of two major roads. But I'll give you a data point. So the nonprofit ECHO, which runs the Arch Downtown Ending Community Homeless Organization, does an amazing effort every January. They do something called the Point in Time Study. They go out and recruit hundreds and hundreds of volunteers, and they count every homeless person on one night. So last year when they did this, January, they took them 4 months to finish the report. It usually takes them 2 months, which told you that the numbers were going to be bad. The unhoused homeless population grew in 2019, the calendar year, by 46%. And that's with the camping ordinance only being in effect for half the year. Just last week they announced they're not doing the point in time study this year. Now they're blaming COVID, even though we just read in the Statesman that 13% of homeless people have been vaccinated. They're not doing the point-in-time study this year, and I don't think it has anything to do with COVID. It's because they know the homeless population is exploding, and they don't want to give any more momentum to what we're trying to do, which is to reinstate the camping ban, go back to where we were last June, restore the sit-lie ordinance to downtown, and then extend it to the UT campus and to an area that's 2.5 miles in all directions to capture most of the residence areas. And then third, to ban panhandling at night, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. citywide. It's a visibility issue, and it's a safety issue. If you agree with us that would be a better place for our city to be, where we would be safer, where tourism would be better, where our businesses would be protected, and in fact where the homeless would be in homeless shelters and in transitional housing, and if need be, camping at the state campground rather than all over the city. If you believe that, then we need you to go to Save Austin Now right now. SaveAustinNow.com, go to the site, download the petition, and go drop it off at some point over the next 3 days. All the locations are on the website. You can donate. You can sign up to volunteer. We need your help. Everyone out there listening, if you are tired of what this city council has done to this city for the last year and a half, we need you to take action over the next few days.
You have to be a City of Austin resident, but you can start that process of filling out the petition at SaveAustinNow.com. He is Matt Makowiak, one of the co-founders of Save Austin Now, and a guy who is trying to get a pretty rotten policy changed for this great city. Matt, thank you as always for the time, man. It was good catching up with you, and best of luck getting to that figure by Monday.
Thanks, guys. Love what you do. Thanks for having me. Take care.